In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The gospel of today, of this blessed day, is the gospel of this man who was born blind. And actually, we read this gospel or this chapter twice a year. One of them, the sixth Sunday, on the sixth Sunday of the Great Lent, which we call the Sunday of Baptism, Had al-Tanasir. And also the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Tuba. Actually, there is good relation and the connection between this chapter and this miracle in which our Lord Jesus Christ gave sight to this man who was born blind and the baptism. It's amazing, my beloved, that our Lord Jesus Christ, who did so many miracles, even by word or even by touch, sometimes by touching the heel, touching to heal, or even by word. I can remind you that one blind man was sitting on the road and he was begging, and when he heard the multitudes and the noise, he asked, "What is the matter?" They said to him, "It is Jesus. It is Jesus coming on the road." And he started to cry, "Oh, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." And they tried to make him keep silence. But he started to cry more and more. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then our Lord Jesus Christ stood and called him and said to him, asked him, "What do you want me to do with you?" And he said, "That I may receive sight." Our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith made you good." Imanak shafak. So he gave him, he granted him the sight by only a word. "Receive your sight." قال له عايز تعمل ايه؟ قال له عايز اشوف. قال له شوف خلاص. ايمانك شفاك. It's amazing that in this particular miracle, our Lord Jesus Christ did something completely different. He was able to cure him and to make him receive sight even by touch or even by a word. But he did something different. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." And when we ask why, actually, I will remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ is referring to himself as the Creator from the very beginning. When he formed man from the ground and breathed in his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living or a live being. Sara Adam Nafsan Hayya. So he made the man from the first beginning from the ground. And even after the fall of man, بعد سقوط الإنسان, God punished him and said to him, "In your sweat, or in the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground." out of which you were taken. بعرق جبينك تأكل خبزك حتى تعود إلى الأرض التي إيه؟ أخذت منها. For dust you are and to dust you shall return. لأنك تراب وإلى تراب إيه؟ تعود. Our Lord Jesus Christ who formed man of the dust, who created man in the very beginning from the ground, is manifesting himself in this miracle as he himself who created in the past, he is now creating new eyes for this man. This is one point. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the creator. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to the world as the light of the world. And he said here, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And he gave to grant you this light. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. أنا هو نور العالم من يتبعني فلا يمشي في الظلمة بل يكون له نور الحياة. He came to us carrying life and carrying light to grant us life and light. Actually, this miracle is a very obvious symbol of the baptism, because in the baptism we receive light, we receive illumination in our hearts, we receive illumination in our thoughts, we receive illumination in our internal life. Through baptism, there is illumination in your heart. And by this illumination, your heart will be pure. And by this pure heart, you are ready and prepared to see. What to see? Not to see the people, or the desks, or the cars, or the trees, or the streets. You shall see God. Blessed are those who have pure heart. Why? Because they shall see God. See God. We are granted, we are invited, we are called to see God. We are called to see the glory of God. احنا مدعوين احبائي ان احنا نشوف مجد الله. Through these eyes, these physical eyes, we can see things. We can see streets, people, desks, cars, animals, birds. But with these physical eyes, we cannot see the kingdom of God. When our Lord Jesus Christ was talking to Nicodemus, he said to him and confirmed what he is saying. And he said to him, unless man is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And to be born from above was something confusing. How? And our Lord Jesus Christ explained this. And he said, unless man is born from water and Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Suppose, افترض كده ان في ملاك جه وخد واحد من الناس العاديين. If an angel came and suppose he came from God and took one of the people, normal people, not baptized, but his vision is perfect. نظره ستة على ستة مية مية. And he took him to heaven. What do you think? Can he see anything there? He will see nothing. Although he has perfect vision. نظره سليم. Because these eyes are not qualified to see the glory of God. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ came to create new eyes, to create a new man, to create a new creation. Because those who are in Christ, as many as in Christ, is a new creation. إن كان أحد في المسيح فهو إيه؟ خليقة إيه؟ جديدة. خليقة جديدة. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ came to grant us. And sometimes we think that the baptism is a joyful event. حدث جميل وسعيد. نيجي نعمد الولد أو البنت الصغيرة لبسها فستان جميل ولبس الولد بورنوس كده لطيف حلو حط له شريطة حمراء كل الناس تفرح and everything has been ended ونفتكر أن المعمودية دي مجرد حدث جميل في حياة الإنسان No It is not just a joyful event It is a great gift It is great grace. It is great amount of gift and grace given to you to help you along your whole life. المعمودية دي مش حادثة حصلت وخلصنا منها وبركة خدناها. But it is a very huge spiritual grace energy stored in you to enable you to fulfill the commandments of God. God will not ask you to fulfill His commandments without giving you how to fulfill it. And He gave to us the power to fulfill it through the new nature, through the grace dwelling in you. That is a baptism. المعمودية رصيد هائل من النعمة ساكن فينا. ما هيش مجرد حفلة عملت وخلصت. I am not able to love my enemy without baptism. Without getting this new nature, without getting this great grace. مش ممكن ربنا يقول لك حب عدوك وبارك لعينيك من غير ما يديك القدرة without giving you this power to fulfill this promise or these commandments. So he gave us this great gift. المعمودية رصيد مخزن أو مخزون جواك تاخد منه طول عمرك علشان تعيش حسب الوصية. And believe me, not only to live here fulfilling the commands of God, but this baptism is the wedding garment, لباس العرس, which our Lord Jesus Christ gave to you to be able to be qualified to enter the wedding or the supper marriage of the lamb. تدخل حاجة اسمها عشاء عرس الخروف. تدخل ازاي من غير ما يبقى عليك لباس العرس. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, our Lord Jesus Christ gave this parable. He said that there was a king, and this king prepared a wedding for his son. So it is a king. And it is a wedding of the son of the king, Urs ibn al-Malik. And he prepared everything and sent his servant to invite those who are invited to attend the wedding. يندهوا الناس المدعوين. الناس المدعوين دول بقى بتوع الايه؟ بتوع الملك. ده جايين عرس ابن الملك, فناس محترمة يعني. But all of them, they were not willing to come. And it was very, very, مش عارف حرج يعني ايه للملك يعني. Something which was very bad. The wedding of the son of the king, and nobody came. And he sent his servants to the highways to gather all they shall find. And they gathered all, bad and good, good and bad. And all of them came, and the whole of the wedding were filled. And do you know what happened after that? All the guests are filling the whole of the wedding. العرس مليان, حاجة تفرح. But the king, while he was going around, he find one of them was not the wedding of the garment. معلوش لبس العرس. مسكه كده وقال له, friend, how did you come? You have no the wedding garments. دخلت هنا ازاي؟ ايه دخلت هنا ازاي؟ ما كلهم دخلوا, ده انت جايبهم من الشارع, ده كلهم من الشارع, يعني انت اشمعنى جات علي انا يعني؟ oh no, but there is one very important thing. At the door, the servants of the king were washing all those who are coming to the wedding and gave each one of them the wedding garment. غسلوهم وحموهم ودوهم الايه؟ لباس الايه؟ لباس العرس. This man, how did you come? And he couldn't answer. He couldn't speak. And he said, bind him hand and foot. اربطوه من ايديه وايه؟ ورجليه. Cast him out in the outer darkness. اطرحوه في الظلمة الخارجية. Why? He has no wedding garment. Baptism is the wedding garment given for you. Not only to fulfill the promise, sorry, the commands of God, to be able to love your enemy and to curse those, to bless those who curse you. أحبوا أعداءكم, باركوا لعنيكم, أحسنوا إلى مبغضيكم, صلوا لأجل الذين يسيئون إليكم ويطردونكم. أعملها إزاي بطبيعة القديمة؟ أعملها إزاي من غير معمودية؟ I cannot. This is the washing, regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. حميم الميلاد الثاني وتجديد الروح القدس. Without baptism, we are not qualified to go and enter. And suppose you enter without baptism, you shall see nothing. That's why, my beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ here did not grant this man sight to see the people only. But he was illuminated from inside. And he could see our Lord Jesus Christ not as the other who was seeing him. الكتب والفريسيين شايفين المسيح. كلهم شايفين وعنهم مفتحة قد كده. And they called him Jesus, the son of Joseph the carpenter. أليس هذا هو يسوع ابن يوسف الذي نحن عارفين بأبيه وأمه؟ They couldn't see in our Lord Jesus Christ except that he is the son of Joseph the carpenter. طب ما للرجل الأعمى ده شاف إيه؟ He saw him as the son of God. This what happened in his sight. This is the illumination in his thoughts, in his heart. After they cast him out of the synagogue, our Lord Jesus Christ found him. And when he found him, سألوا كده هوت. سألوا المسيح. They cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, عملوا فيك يا حبيبي؟ قالوا, they cast me out because I am telling the truth. And I am searching for the truth. And I could say nothing but truth. Oh, you are searching for the truth? Yes, Master. So I will reveal myself to you. I will manifest myself to you. Do you believe in the Son of God? خطوة ما كانتش تخطر على بال الرجل. Do you believe in the Son of God? And he answered, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? الرجل استوى خالص. All his inside was illuminated. Full with joy, peace, light. خلاص بقى فضلش حاجة. Who is he, Lord, that I may believe him? اوعوا تفتكروا ان الراجل سجد للمسيح عرفان بالجميل عشان شفاه فتح له عينيه. No. عرفان بالجميل ما يسجدلوش كإله. Something happened to this man inside his heart and inside his thoughts. He didn't worship Jesus Christ just because he gave him sight. No. He gave him sight internally. نور له قلبه ونور له حياته. Because so many people saw our Lord Jesus Christ وعينهم قد كده مفتح ما امنوش بيه. But something happened to this man. Illumination in his sight. In his internal sight. Illumination in his heart. That's why when our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, You have both seen him and it is he who is talking to you. So he is now in front of or before the Son of God. That's why he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. This story is my story and your story. It is not a story of this man only who was born blind. All of you and me were born blind. Spiritually. كلنا تولدنا عميان. كلنا تولدنا غير مؤهلين ان احنا ندخل السماء. كلنا تولدنا بطبيعة فسدانة. Corrupted nature. Corrupted nature. And blinded. كلنا تولدنا عميان. But through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the grace of baptism, we have received sight internally. We were not qualified to inherit the kingdom of God. We were not qualified to see the kingdom of God. But now all of you are called to enter the kingdom and to enjoy and to share and to participate and to have the wedding garment and to share in the wedding أو supper wedding of the lamb, عشاء عرس الخروف. May God bless your life. May God support you to go into yourself, inside yourself. There is a treasure. جواكم فيه كنز. جوا كل واحد فيه كنز, treasure. This treasure is the grace of baptism. You can withdraw. You can take. You can be supported by this grace all your days, all your life. زي راجل غني كده خلف عيل وبعدين حب يأمن له حياته, فحط له مثلا يجي 500 مليون دولار يسحب منهم طول عمره. عمل حساب الواد هيتعلم بكام ويتعالج بكام ويعمل له مشروع لما يكبر يبقى عنده بيزنس ويتجوز, أمن له كل حياته واداله رصيد يكفيه طول العمر. This what our Lord Jesus Christ did with you. He gave you a treasure which is enough and more than enough to fulfill all your needs, all your life, طول عمرك. To take from this treasure, stored in your heart, المعمودية, الكنز المخفي اللي موجود في كل واحد فينا. May God bless your life and enable you to fight and struggle against sin, not by own strength, but by the grace of God and the new nature granted to you through the baptism, through the washing, regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. حميم الميلاد الثاني وتجديد الروح القدس. لإلهنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد, آمين.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Of light, true God, begotten, not created, one instance with the Father, by whom all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate in the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered his burden, third day rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again to glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism of the remission of sins.